Deixa eu ver aí. O mundo aí, onde está o casamento? Aí ele chegou na minha, três anos ali. Lá vinha, três anos ali. Ele me chamaram na rua de sal, como o mundo mais chame. Que está aí, onde só sabe. Esse homem que não tinha mais um raio. Lá que se foi a igreja, todos esses homens acham o meu filho a mão. Só o bom e o poste. Ele está lá, de Vical. E tinha um bom Deus. So he raises the question, why did Moses say, Kishtayu Oli Sosa Ami, Eisi Oz Bun Jiamayu Chayi, Lach Tzid Lai Yeh, Deus is Bomi, Asha Yerfi Amoi, implying that the greatest moral turpitude in the Chatoim of the Israelites consisted in the fact that not only did they forsake God, but they were loyal to Abizor. And suppose they had not worshipped Abizor, they had just become atheists and the government of God, then the anger, the Chavanah, wouldn't be as great. Why? So the Mitzvah says in Chavanah, of course, if the Israelites had just forsaken God and had not dedicated themselves to Abizor, then it could be explained. Now, then there would be an extenuating circumstance because Yidushe, it doesn't come around, but this is what it means. Yidushe provokes to me. It's natural to rebel against Yidushe. It is natural for Shabbat Tanomi to rebel against the Torah and to fight after Jews. It is natural. Of course, it's the same, but it's natural. It takes place under the law of thesis and antithesis. Yidushe provokes to me. There is a lot of Yidushe in Israel now, a lot of Yidushe. There are so many barbiturates. First of all, there are so many Yeshiva. Hundreds and hundreds of students are involved learning. This is something that never happened in the course of centuries. The way it takes place now in Israel. It's indescribable. The dedication to Torah learning that we see in Israel is indescribable. It can't even be explained. And there's something by Judas, a grandson of Yitzhak Grunbaum. I remember as a child of six how Yitzhak Grunbaum used to talk against Orthodox Judaism, a toit club, talk a little bit. He used to say, I remember it, as a child of six, his grandson, he's a mentor, he's a Bolshevik. What a great-grandson of Leon Trotsky is a mentor. Another great-grandson of Leon Trotsky, he's allegedly living in Chicago, and he's also a Bolshevik. I know him. I say allegedly because it's not 100% true that he's a great-grandson. No one is there asking that question. When he comes to my house very often, he raises all kinds of showers. And there are so many Manchubas. So naturally, Shalom Kaloni feels very desperate and very frustrated. So she will know. Of course she's an atheist, but her fight against Torah takes place under the law of nature of Dobby Buchel. This is an antithesis. But this phenomenon of the reformed rabbis and conservative rabbis trying to impose upon the Israeli government by force through intimidation and through threats by threatening to withhold funds for the state of Israel unless they are getting recognized as much as the keeping of the appointing of the Rabbanut, unless their appearance is recognized. That is not the phenomenon that takes place under the law of thesis and antithesis. This is the phenomenon that takes place not as a result of Yidushe provoking to me. Do nature provokes to me in the two elements from the impulse, showing nearly to be shrills in the world. So, Duché can provoke atheism, but Duché cannot provoke the awareness of the Masamidish profession of the falsification of the others. As a matter of fact, I read in the journal that the correspondent of the Jerusalem Post approached a professor, Schlender Adrieri, he's also a secularist, an atheist, who is fighting Torah Judaism. And this liberal correspondent of Jerusalem Post tried to solicit Professor Schlender Adrieri's support for the recognition of the Reform Cabinet and for support for the Reform Cabinet. So Schlender Adrieri said, who needs a Reform Cabinet in Israel? I'm an atheist. I fight Torah Judaism. I fight the synagogue. But I fight an Orthodox synagogue. That's a synagogue. The Reform Cabinet is not a Jewish synagogue. Something more timely. It's not a Jewish religion. Why should I support it? I'm not even interested in fighting. Why do you ask me to support the Republican? This is the real truth. Unfortunately, in America, there is a problem. There is a conservative world. In Israel, unfortunately, there is no Reform Judaism. There is no conservative Judaism. They are Jews, I mean. They are Jews in Torah, who are dedicated to Torah. And they are Jews who are Hebrew mitzvahs, and there are Jews who are unfortunately at this moment are atheists, but they are not Reformed Jews, and they are not conservative Jews, except for the few important Reformed and conservative rabbis, and they are trying to cultivate in craft of Reformed Judaism and conservative Judaism through falsity and through threats and intimidation. This is not a phenomenon that explains under the law of Donovan Bukhari. This is not a tumult that is provoked by Duché. This is a tumult that is a result of the laxity and the indifference and the acquiescence shown by the spiritual leaders in Israel and in the United States of America. And so Christine says, if the King Gold had to be inspired, he couldn't say just for Tossi or Vincent Oshambo, but he would have to say, Oshambo we call I'm Vishnu Kodaliya, as the Nodi says, but there is no laxity, there is no in among the Catholics, even Catholic professor says, expresses certain ideas that are repugnant to the Catholic faith, so is immediately disciplined. But in the Jewish world, one can say on Shema Mishchei, and independent action, this kind of phenomenon is not a phenomenon that explains under the law of thesis and antithesis. This is a result of chaos. And from that height, we among the spiritual leaders have to say, or shall we go on? Don't you go on?
Thank you.